My name is Mike Fisher. I'm 21 years old. Today is December 3rd, 2017. I'm speaking with Mark Anthony DiVicito, who is my friend. We were recording this interview in State College, Pennsylvania. Can you tell me about one of the... When were you in the military and which branch did you serve in?
I was in from 2011 to 2015. I served in the Marines.
What made you join the military?
Just something I always wanted to do. I didn't want to go to college right away, so I just figured the military was the next best option.
And you joined right after high school?
Yeah.
I don't think we get to put it up to our mouths.
Okay, I didn't know. Just making sure you get it, you know? That would suck to...
What is the toughest part of being in the military, would you say, and why?
I think the toughest part is just, because for a lot of people, it's their first time away from home. So I think the toughest part for me was just getting used to that distance and just, like, kind of, like, hey.
Can I get for you a drink?
Being accustomed to the distance, it's especially for me, coming from Pittsburgh, going to California. I think that was the hardest part, and just like with that, plus like especially like the first year not having that much like communications with like your friends and families, so it's kind of hard to like just get used to that.
When you're at basic training?
Yeah, basic, all the training, and when you first get to like your first duty station, I think it's like that's like the hardest part, just getting accustomed to like just that distance and being on your own for the most part.
Yeah. Okay. Did you serve in a war zone, and when and where was that?
So I went to Afghanistan. I went to Camp Dwyer in Garmisch-Meer, and thank you.
Do you know what you want?
So I was at Dwyer in Garmisch-Meer, Afghan, and that was in 2014. So we were 14 ones. We were there from January to August.
Okay. What province was that?
Helmand.
Helmand, okay.
I think it was like the southeast part, if I remember correctly.
So, if you want to tell me about some of your experiences in combat, and how did they change you, or did they change you, or what did you pull away from that?
So, I think just being in Afghanistan, for the most part, just teaches you to kind of just appreciate what you have back stateside.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an eye-opening experience, and kind of just makes you get over like very little things. Just kind of like I said, like appreciate what you have. I don't know, just kind of like being in the military makes you grow up already as it is, but after that, like that's really like kind of a test of like who you are and mm-hmm. how you do under like stressful situations. So I think in those situations, it's kind of giving me confidence, especially being back stateside, just to like pretty much almost do whatever, just mm-hmm. because I'm known, I've been through some of that shit, so it's just like.
So
I just feel like this is like kind of like nothing compared to like that.
Yeah.
Like school may be stressful, but then I think about like some of like those situations, and it's just
nothing,
like.
Nothing compared to that.
Yeah, it's.
Makes sense. So are there any lessons that your time in the military taught you, like anything you do now in your civilian life that
I think the biggest thing is being on time.
Yeah.
And and with that, just also like kind of scheduling your schedule. I know college kind of helps people do that already as it is, but if you're already able to like be on time and just kind of like just be mature about things, I think that's one of my biggest takeaways off the top of my head is just being on time to everything, because I even notice now, like, if I'm a minute late to something or, like, I'm waiting for a couple minutes for someone, like, I get extremely, like, kind of, like, pissed off and, like, a sense of urgency.
It's like a pet peeve, yeah.
Yeah, just being so used to, like, you know, just getting messed with if someone's late, or if you're late, just getting, like, freaking hazed. It's, like...
No, definitely, I can relate to that.
Any other things? Biggest takeaways?
Does the discipline affect your civilian lifestyle?
Yeah, I'm definitely, like, a lot more organized than some of, like, people I know.
Your peers,
I, for the most part, do a pretty good job of even still, like, keeping, like, a pretty, like, clean room and just maintaining, like, my household pretty well just because, like, I think that was kind of instilled with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think discipline, yeah, for sure. Just being able to, like, I don't know. I think it's helped me, like, stick with the gym. I would say that's definitely a help with discipline.
Keeping in shape.
Because, yeah, that's... A lot of people kind of quit after a while, but, like, that discipline from the military definitely helps, like, just keep you going.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like, same with, like, schoolwork. Just, like, being able to sit down and just do it as much as you don't want to. Like, cause I know some people, like, in my CAS class, like, they already planned out things that they don't want to do. And, like, cause it's all, like, a point system and everything's on the rubric, so they know what, like, they can, like, still get away with. And it's just, like, a matter of, like, yeah, okay, I know I don't have to do this 5 points, but I'll just do it because... Just have that discipline, just doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you talk to a little bit about your transition from military to civilian life, and was it difficult? What were some things, some obstacles that you had to overcome?
I think the difficult part for me was like that first year, because I knew I was coming to Penn State when I was getting out, but I got out in January, so I had to wait till the next fall semester. And so, luckily for me, like, I was able to crash with my parents back home. But, still, just that period of just waiting to do something was, like, that was pretty hard. And then one of the biggest things I noticed was, like, the difference between my friends. I couldn't really connect with them, like, from high school. So, like, that was kind of hard just because, like, we'd been so close before, but then, like, coming back home and just, like, couldn't relate to them.
Just because there's so much time.
Time and just, like, completely different experiences. Mm-hmm. Like, I went to Afghan, they went to college.
Yeah.
So just, like, kind of seeing how, like, more mature I was and kind of, like, I don't know, that was, like, I don't want to say it was, like, off-putting, but it was definitely just, like, you could see, like, the maturity difference.
Yeah.
And then I had a girlfriend of 3 years that, as soon as I got home, dumped me. So I had to deal with that. And she was just, like, the war changed you. And it was just, like... All right, well, if it really changed me that much, then I need more help than ever, and so, like, but she wasn't willing to help me, so I think that was kind of hard, too, because, like, I already didn't have that many people anymore, especially coming from, like, the brotherhood and just being surrounded by all your buddies, like, all the time, and then going home to, like, with, like, no one. I think that was, like, probably the hardest part, but, coming to Penn State, because there's so many vets here, like, that was really helpful.
Yeah, it's one of the top-rated, schools for vets, right?
Yeah, so, like...
It's support.
That was awesome, because there were so many veterans here that I met within, like, the first day of, like, coming here, like, moving in before even starting classes.
And how did you meet them through...
So, my first year, I lived at Lions Crossing.
Okay.
And we just, honestly, just ran into them. So, like, it was kind of cool. And then, we also did a Silkies hike that first semester. The 22, came, or... hike for, like, suicide, suicide awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So I met a lot of people through that, too, that I still, like, am friends with that still go here today.
Okay.
So I think, like, that was really good just because I met all those people, and while I still didn't have, like, friends that were, like, just normal college students, at least I had some friends and started meeting more people through that, whether they were veterans or not.
So you think Penn State has a pretty good support system now?
Yeah, I mean... I don't even want to say, like, through Penn State I found, like, a support system, but just being here, because there's so many vets that go here, you just kind of, like, find that group regardless, like, because there's so many, like, you, like, I'm not a part of SUVO, but, like, I know a lot of people in SUVO, and, like, I think that, I guess that would be a part of the school, and I think that's really good, because you still get to be around, like, you just automatically almost have, like, a group of friends already, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
You kind of get over, like, that just being alone part of when you get out. So I think that's definitely helpful.
Do you see, one of our class gifts for the class of 2018 is, it's like a veterans...
It's like the first semester, kind of like, instead of doing, like, a... What is it? No. A seminar class, like, you can do that instead.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have that when I first started going here, but, because that was what, like, last year they started that, or they're starting that next year?
They're starting that, they started this year.
Yeah, I definitely heard about it, but, like, I already take a seminar class, but I think that's a good option, because that'll definitely help, like,
connect, get people connected.
Too. Yeah, and like when you first come to school, like you've been at school for like 4 years, and like I don't know, it's just a completely different world.
Mm-hmm.
And just getting accustomed to classes is hard.
Yeah.
For anyone at that point, for that matter.
So, your experiences in the military and in Afghanistan, do you think they, like, I kind of want to stay away from cliche questions, but they haven't, like, altered your life so much as, you, like, I know we started talking about how it changed you, but did it change, like, how much did it change you, I guess? Was it, like, a profound change?
Cause I would say so.
I didn't know you before, but.
Yeah, I would definitely say so. I mean, even in high school, I was kind of, like, a little more mature, but...
Basically, the biggest change was the maturity factor.
Yeah, I think that, and just, like, being able to be, like, self-sufficient was also a really big thing. But, yeah, I would definitely say it, like, kind of, like, molded me into the person who I am today.
In a good way?
For the better, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I always say if I went to college out of high school, I probably would have either been in jail, dropped out, or just, like, died from alcohol poisoning. So, like... It definitely, like, I don't know, changed me in a better way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
So, if given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again, and why?
Absolutely, I would. But the only way I would is if we actually went to another war. I wouldn't do I wouldn't serve in time of garrison, just because...
Why?
I don't know. It's a lot more, I guess, like you say, one of the reasons I joined was also like to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you're in garrison, I feel like it's a lot more just like kind of bullshit and just fuck games than actually like train. Like you still train, but like
not like you're just training feel like, up to.
Well, yeah, you don't have the chance to go on deployment, which I feel is why most people do join. And then I think with that, it's just like a lot more bullshit than there needs to be. Granted, I do think there should be hazing and stuff like that, but I think in a time of garrison, it's just a lot more, like, just fuck games.
Yeah.
You don't really have that chance to deploy or, like...
But you're training up to do that, and then if you never do it, it's kind of...
Yeah, like, it's good, but at the same time, it's just, like, not why you wanted to serve.
Yeah.
I guess if that makes sense.
It does. If you had any advice for someone who was going to enter the military... I will in May. What would that be?
My biggest advice is as much as I believe that like every officer should at least do like 2 years of enlisted, I still think that someone in your position should definitely graduate from school and go into the officers program if they already have like the chance to. Because as much as I believe that all officers should be enlisted first, that's just not a thing
mm-hmm.
yet or ever will be. Who knows? So, because I've had friends that have been, like, had, like, one semester, two semesters left of school and gone enlisted, and I just tell them to, like, finish that one semester and then go. Like, the Navy's always going to be there. Like, SEALs, whatever you want to do, like, that's always going to be there. You're always going to have a chance to go,
mm-hmm.
no matter, like, what the recruiter tells you, because, like, recruiters are full of shit most of the time. But, like, just finish school. If you're already, like, doing it and you're planning on being an officer and go, like, officer candidate school, I think that's the best thing to do if you have that option.
Mm-hmm.
Why
is that? Just because the
just like, yeah, you're already older as it is. Then you're gonna have like some like say you're like 24. You're gonna have like some punk in charge of you who's like 19, 20. And then just the pay difference, the like kind of like the lifestyle you leave is like totally better than this if you were enlisted. Like, you know, you have your own place, you get paid a lot more as it is already, you're not serving, like, under someone, like, you're, well, you still are, but, like, you're at a higher level of leadership,
mm-hmm.
so that would be why. And then the next thing after that, I would say, is just, especially if you go Marines, just be physically fit, especially as an officer, because everyone in the Marines, no matter what rank you are, is judged based, like, as soon as you walk up somewhere, you're judged based off your physical appearance. So, like, there have been a lot of people that walk up to you, and, like, that would be, like, you know, like, fat bodies, as we call them, and just, like, you already, like, just don't have respect for them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, like, you know, everyone is, like, goes through the same, like, physical whatever training, and just there's that physical level of, like, expectations, like, with the PFT and CFT. So I would say just, like, make sure you're, like, physically fit so that, like, So that's one thing. I was like, if I saw an officer who could like outrun me, outlift me, or like do more pull-ups than me, like it was just kind of like a testament to his leadership, and like kind of like definitely made me like respect him more.
And kind of like that immediate,
especially like for being like someone who's older, because there's like some officers who are like pretty old but can still run like 18 mile like or 18 to 3 mile PFTs, or like, and like still have like a perfect PFT score.
Yeah.
And like that's just like already like commends respect in my opinion.
Yeah, there was a this summer when we were doing, when we were at our summer training, there was like a 50 something year old or 50 year old colonel, and he beat pretty much everyone in the he took the APFT with us and smoked us all.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're just like, that dude's bad.
Yeah. His calf muscle actually had a scar from where he got shot in the calf. Still beat us all. It was pretty crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but like that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be like the two biggest pieces of advice I'd have, because when you first get to your unit after OCS, like you're gonna have that like sergeant major or like gunny who's like pretty much gonna know everything and kind of have to like guide you,
mm-hmm.
as much as it sucks, but like I think it's a good thing because they understand how things work. But you're gonna learn from that regardless. But you know, if you're like kind of like out of shape, like it's gonna be hard to like have like respect for the people you lead.
Yeah.
No matter like how good of a leader you are already.
No, that makes sense. So what are your plans after graduation? What do you plan on doing?
I honestly have no plans. The only plan I have for sure is that I want to move back out west. That's about it.
And what's your major again?
So I started off as chemical engineering,
okay.
but I changed the beginning of this year to energy business and financing,
okay.
with a minor in entrepreneurship.
Okay. So you do the same major as all the, you know, Dimitri and...
Oh, it's EBF too?
Yeah, he's EBF as well.
I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
We're actually taking a class next semester, though.
Okay,
we're
yeah.
taking risk management 302 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's...
I didn't know he was EBF.
Yeah, so if you need any EBF stuff, you can just go to him. Well, I think that it gets me what I need, so appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope it was helpful.
Yeah, thank you. And just so you're good with this going to the Library of Congress, I mean, you know, I doubt there's millions of them, so it's no big deal. Okay, cool.